Video: Bruce Springsteen rages at racist, reckless, treasonous Trump during LA concert. By Simon Kent on April 8, 2026. Fitting rocker Bruce Springsteen used the pulpit provided by the first night of the Los Angeles leg of his current tour to fulminate, once more, against President Donald Trump. Springsteen's vein-popping fury lasted almost for 2 minutes while he barely drew breath. Such was the septuagenarian's hatred and desire to belittle the man in the Oval Office. Video from The Hollywood Reporter captured the moment Springsteen told his audience he has almost given up hope on the very country that has delivered him onto the world stage. He petulantly declared, "The America I've wrote about for 50 years, that has been a beacon of hope and liberty around the world, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, racist, reckless and treasonous administration." Springsteen has long voiced his hatred of Trump. As Breitbart News reported, just last February he announced this current tour is in defense of America, which he claims is under attack by our wannabe king and his rouge government. "We are living through dark, disturbing, and dangerous times," the Dancing in the Dark singer said in a video announcing Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band's three-month Land of Hope and Dreams U.S. tour. "But do not despair, the Calvary is coming," the 76-year-old continued. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band will be taking the stage this spring from Minneapolis to California, to Texas, to Washington, D.C. for the Land of Hope and Dreams American Tour. "We will be rocking your town in celebration and in defense of America, American democracy, American freedom, our American Constitution, and our sacred American dream, all of which are under attack by our wannabe king and his rouge government in Washington, D.C., he added. More recently, he performed at an anti-Trump No Kings rally in St. Paul, Minnesota. 2 days later, Springsteen doubled down on his anti-Trump and anti-ICE stance in an interview, declaring he is not afraid of losing a portion of his fans. "The blowback is just part of it," he said. "I'm ready for all that. You want to try to meet the moment," Springsteen told the Minnesota Star Tribune after being asked why he decided to participate in an anti-Trump No Kings rally in the Twin Cities. "The No Kings movement is of great import right now," he continued. "When you have the opportunity to sing something where the timing is essential, and if you have something powerful to sing, it elevates the moment, it elevates your job to another level. And I'm always in search of that." Springsteen, who campaigned for Joe Biden during the 2024 presidential campaign, has also called Trump an unfit president who is running a rogue government. For his part, Trump has hit back, calling Springsteen highly overrated and a dried-out prune, and flogged the New Jersey native for going to a foreign country to speak badly about the President of the United States. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.